I owe this guy already, but now getting him up at 5:38 in the morning, I know he's ready to throw a shoe at me, but he's on the other end of our line live from San Diego. He'll be covering the Carrier Classic, Michigan State versus North Carolina. Matt, you're too kind to me.
Well, let me tell you, Tony, I can't be too upset at you because I'm up already because with the Secret Service involved, we got to be over there in about a half hour anyway to get all our stuff screened. So,
all right. Well, I don't want
it's going to be a long day.
I don't want you to be late, but just tell us about your experience once you got there. Just tell us about the security and being at practice, if you were, and all the coolness of this event.
Yeah, it's really something you can't really kind of understand what it's like until you're out there. I mean, there's times you kind of forget you're on top of an aircraft carrier, but that only lasts a second. I mean, it's really one of the most unique things I've ever been a part of, and you know, to see the sailors and the people from the ship and how they kind of just appreciate it all. But you know, these guys are working hard to put this together too, so it's, you know, everyone just kind of appreciates the fact these teams are doing it. It really is probably one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of, and you know, it's a heck of a lot different than just any old NCAA game. I mean, this is a big deal, and it's just been kind of cool to be a part of.
Now, when you go through security, you've had to, come from San Diego. Tell us about the process of going through that, taking a boat out to the boat. How does that work?
Well, actually, it's docked right at the base there, so we come around onto the base and then onto the ship. So far, the security hasn't been too bad because it's been just the Navy yesterday, but with the president being there, the Secret Service and the White House kind of take over today, so it's going to be a little more intense. You got to have all your stuff there for the Secret Service to check out while you're not there. So we have to go on the ship, get our stuff, come back off the ship, then come back later. So it's actually not been that bad. I mean, I figured it would be kind of a madhouse, and you know, they kind of are adjusting to dealing with something like this, but it's been smooth for the most part, and I just think everyone's so kind of fired up to be part of it. They'll let a few hiccups slide without it being that big of a deal.
All right, tell us about the arena, the playing surface, all that.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, you know, it's a nice court. They've got about 7,000 seats around there. If you kind of ignore the fact that you're staring into the sky and across the water to the San Diego skyline, you'd feel like you're just kind of in a, you know, a smaller type gym. It's you know, the setup is really nice, and so far, the wind hasn't been blowing too much, and I don't know if it's going to blow a lot today. So, you know, there's big screens on each side, the ESPN set in one corner. So if you kind of forget the fact there's a giant radar circling around above your head, then you kind of almost forget you're on a ship, really.
Now, is weather going to be a factor? Because as last night I had heard that there were shower chances.
Yeah, and in fact, I just checked this morning, and it's looking like partly cloudy, upper 60s for most of the day. I know it looks like they were worried about it at first, but it's looking now like the rain here in San Diego is going to hold off till late tonight, early tomorrow morning. So, in fact, they even quit building the extra, you know, kind of the backup court down below in the hangar as the backup. So that's not even really put together at this point. So it's kind of all just moving forward to play outside at this point. I don't think they're really worried about the weather right now.
And you're going to see lots of VIPs, aren't you?
I would imagine there's one fairly important one that's not going to be sitting too far from us. So it should be interesting.
Well, President Barack Obama will be there. No Congressman Mike Rogers will be there. Irvin Magic Johnson will be the honorary captain for Michigan State. And in seeing some of the photos online at DETnews.com, I even saw photos where some of the servicemen were watching the teams play. So it should be a pretty cool environment. Do you think they're going to be rooting for one team over the other? Is it going to be kind of split down the middle?
Well, there's a pretty good amount. We talked to a lot of sailors yesterday. A lot of them are just kind of excited about seeing the game. But there are, you know, I probably found more people rooting for Carolina. But for whatever reason, there's a lot of people from, you know, from that area of the country. We found a few Midwesterners. In fact, we talked to a Michigan grad who's even going to suck it up and root for the Spartans today. So, you know, there'll be certainly some people cheering for each team. But a lot of them, I think, are just fired up to see a basketball game between two teams that are, you know, traditionally two of the best teams in the country. So, you know, but there's a lot of servicemen, sailors hanging around at practice yesterday. The Michigan State players hung out with them, took pictures, all that stuff. So, you know, they're kind of taking it all in and just enjoying it.
All right, John, as we let you go, this is a big game from the Spartans from the aspect they haven't beat North Carolina in a while. North Carolina is the preseason number one. Should they pull an upset here, that'd be a big, big deal, wouldn't it?
It would be a huge deal. We talked to Draymond yesterday, and, you know, goal number one's always winning, and I truly think these guys believe they see something that's going to give them a chance to win the game. I don't necessarily see that, but, this is such a young team. If they stay close with this team the whole way, keep it around 10 points or something like that, you never know what will happen, but I think that will be a victory in and of itself. You know, an upset's going to be kind of a stretch, but considering the first two games they have. But, you know, Tom Izzo's looking for a lot of different stuff, and even if they don't get the win, there's a lot of positives I think they're looking for out of this game.
All right, Matt Charbonneau covers Michigan State football and men's basketball. You can get all of his stories and on DETnews.com online, and I know that you also tweet, don't you, Matt?
Oh, yeah. We were tweeting pretty furiously yesterday as we were getting different pictures and the court was coming together, so I'm sure we'll be doing that again today as people are filing in to watch the game.
All right, what's your account name?
At Matt Charbonneau, all together, lowercase.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. All right, Matt, enjoy your time. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
All right, Tommy, thanks a lot.